Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Safari Mike's Planet Watch here at Radio Harambe. I am here to give you a little tidbits about a certain species or certain conservation issue, and in some cases, a zoo review. But we are going to focus on animals now from the Maharaja Jungle Trek. For the next couple of episodes, we will be doing that. And why, do you ask, are we doing that? Well, that's because March 1st was the birthday of the Maharaja Jungle Trek. In fact, it was the 25th birthday of the Maharaja Jungle Trek. The Asia section opened a few months after the park initially opened in April of 1998. Asia opened in March of 1999, and the Maharaja Jungle Trek opened with other portions of Asia. So we're going to celebrate that by covering a handful of the animals that you can find on the Maharaja Jungle Trek over the next couple of months. But before we get to our first one, which is the Malaysian flying fox, we are going to, I just want to direct your attention to our TeePublic store. If you go on our social media pages, whether it's on Twitter, it's at Jumbo1, or on Instagram, it's Safari_Mike or Disney's Animal Kingdom. In fact, I posted a few pictures of the Maharaja Jungle Trek on the latter's Instagram in celebration of its birthday/anniversary. So go on there. In the profile, you will get a link to our TeePublic store. You will also be able to find it in the show notes. Now, let's talk about the first animal of the Maharaja Jungle Trek that we are going to cover in this little brief series, and that is the Malaysian flying fox. The flying foxes are very large bats, and they have very distinctive fox-like faces, hence their common name. Their head is reddish-brown. Their body is usually dark brown to black, although they will have yellow spots between the shoulders. Oddly, their scientific name is Pteropus vampirus, but it is far, far from a vampire bat. Unlike vampire bats that drink blood out of cattle and other larger animals, the Malaysian flying fox, say that 10 times fast, eats mostly fruit. It also eats flowers and nectars. In fact, the animal is a very important part of the cycle of life in Southeast Asia, as by eating fruit and eating nectar and all that kind of stuff, it distributes seeds throughout the rainforest and throughout the jungles of Southeast Asia. As I just said, that's where they are from. They are native to areas as diverse as Vietnam, Myanmar, Indonesia, Sumatra, and some of the other islands off of that area. They are found mostly in rainforests, but will live also on offshore islands as well. They are huge. They are the world's largest bat species. They have wingspans up to 6 feet in length. They also live a fairly long time. For a small mammal, they live up to 30 years. Now, they have long curved claws on their feet. And if you see these species in the Maharaja Jungle Trek, you can see the curved claws at the end of their feet. And of course, this helps them hang upside down for long periods of time, which you will find the flying foxes doing. Unlike the smaller bats, like vampire bats, what we mentioned before, they do not echolocate. Instead, they rely on their vision, and they do have very large eyes. Despite the fact that they rely on vision, they are mostly nocturnal. They will fly at night for long distances, to find food. They have been known to fly and cover at least 35 miles in a single night. Now, they are classified as near threatened, so they are not endangered yet, but unfortunately, they are getting close to it. The biggest threats to the Malayan flying fox are, of course, habitat loss, as the jungle is being cut down in that area for farming and other purposes. They are losing their jungle and their habitat. They're also persecuted and killed as pests for crops, and they're often hunted as a source of bushmeat as well. There are 7 different subspecies of the flying fox, with the most threatened being the one found in the Philippines. So that is a little bit about the Malayan flying fox that you can see on the Maharaja Jungle Trek. I thank you again for listening. Again, go to our T Public store. Every dime that we make goes to conservation. So every little dime helps. And I want to thank you. This is Safari Mike Kwaharini, and go well.